This is Jay Palmer on Gosport Hospital Radio. I got my first real six string.
Everything is wrong since me and my baby parted. All day long I'm walking cause I couldn't get my car started. Later from my job and I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run it to a record. Come on, since me and my baby parted, come on. I can't get started, come on. I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run it to a record. Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I live with thinking about you. Every time I phone sounds like thunder, some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you, come on. Always thinking about you, come on. Phone sounds like thunder, some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Baby, come on. I don't mean baby, come on. I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. And come on, I gotta see you, baby, come on. I don't mean baby, come on. I gotta make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. And come on, come on, come on.
Oh, good afternoon and welcome to this week's Tea Time Mix with me, Jay.
And me, Lou.
How are you today?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm good, it's just too hot.
Far too warm.
Yeah, and it's only going to get hotter, I've been told. Oh, I'm dreading this. Tomorrow now, thinking how hot it's going to be.
Yeah.
Just make sure the windows and doors are open as much as we can at home.
Yep.
I'm not going out in that heat wave, it's too dangerous for my liking. Don't you agree?
I agree.
So, that was the Rolling Stones with their debut hit from 1963, and it reached number 21. And it was actually a cover of a Chuck Berry song.
You could hear the Chuck influence in there.
Yes. There's a few of those coming up with that. Because this week's show, we normally have a theme, don't we?
Yeah.
And I thought, I haven't done a proper theme of just one artist for ages.
Beatles, maybe, was the last one.
Beatles, John Lennon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So I thought, why not have a Rolling Stones one? Because I do like the Stones. And you get so many different... You've got so much variety with them.
Yeah.
So that was, like I say, that was Come On, and that was their debut hit. That was... The follow-up to that was not written by Jagger and Richards either. The follow-up was I Wanna Be Your Man. Do you know who wrote this?
Wasn't that a couple of members of the Beatles?
It was. It was John and Paul.
Ah.
Useless fact for the day. I'm not playing that one. I'm going to play a theme from a TV show. Oh, I can't remember what it was. But this is a good song. We're going to go stick in the 60s. So let's have a little bit of Paint It Black. So I hope you enjoy.
Maybe then I'll fade away. my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
Sunday, you had Paint It Black, which was the number one. And what show did you say it was
from?
I
can't remember what I just said it was from.
Tour of Duty, something like that?
Yeah, Tour of Duty. And it was a closing credits song to Full Metal Jacket.
That one I didn't know, but I knew it was a TV thing, and I couldn't remember what it was. So, there you go. Thanks, Lou, for that information. I got some point, I think it was 1966.
Yeah.
And then that was followed up by a number two from 1971 with Brown Sugar. So I hope you're enjoying the mixture of Rolling Stones.
Two known songs, two of their better known ones, both with colours in there.
Yeah, and that, was that deliberate?
A little bit, but I wanted to play ones that are going to be known.
But saying that, we've got two colours coming up later as well.
Yeah, and that was deliberate.
Yeah. So coming up next, this is another 70s one. Luke, can you find out what year it is for me? This is, with those first three have been quite bouncy, upbeat ones. This one is going back and it's really slow.
It was from 73.
And it got to number five. I think this is an underrated one of theirs, and it doesn't get played.
You never hear this one.
Do you know this one?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. I didn't pick an obscure one then.
No, there's a couple coming up I don't know.
But you've listened to it and gone, yeah, I do recognise it, haven't you?
Yeah.
And we are playing their obvious one later. Hopefully that'll be our last song of the show, isn't
it? That's the plan.
So coming up now, we've got a bit of Angie. And I think this could have been written about the future Angie Bowie.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what I heard. I can't remember where I heard it, and it was probably years and years and years ago. So here you go with Angie.
Smoke. Let me whisper in your ear.
Join Jay every Saturday between 1 and 2 for her number ones at 1, going from 1952 to up to date, playing every number one as they go along.
Tune in at 8 o'clock on Tuesdays to Gospel Hospital Radio for India Hour with me, Tom, and you.
Patch.
No, I'm Patch.
Oh yeah.
Sorry about that, and welcome back from that short break. I hope you're enjoying the music as much as me and Lou are, aren't we?
Definitely enjoying it here.
It's been such a good mixture.
Such a classic artist.
Yeah, and it's not one you hear that often on the radio.
No.
I thought they were big across multiple decades to the extent they're still releasing stuff now.
Yeah.
I think they had a new album out this year as well.
Yeah, beginning of this year, I believe.
We haven't picked that one up. I might go and see Kieran at A Slice of Vinyl and pick one up. So, but we've got nothing. We've got one from the '80s. The rest of the '60s and seventies, aren't they?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of stuff you'll recognise and you go, oh yeah, I haven't heard that for ages, or I haven't heard that one for ages.
Including the next song, which I think's probably my favourite of theirs.
It is a good one. I'll agree with that.
And it's not one you hear.
No, I think Angie is. It's either my favourite of the ones that I can play, because my favourite one I know I can't play because of the title of it, so I won't play it, and that's Sympathy for the Devil. But you can win some or lose some, so I'll play their obvious one at the end. So let's go with Honky Tonk Women that reached number one in what year?
July 1969.
So here you go. Just heard Lou's favourite, Honky Tonk Women. It is a good song, I must admit.
It's one you can sing along to.
Yes, and it was worth try and throw in things that we both like, rather than just go, oh, we've got to play that one because it's obvious we've got to play that one. We want to do a really mixed theme.
Yes, we are playing their obvious ones.
Oh, yeah, you have to.
But they're good songs. They're obvious for a reason.
Correct. So, but I hope you're all enjoying the show. I know I am, because I must admit I do like the Stones. They've always been one of my favourites. So the next one, this is a... They never released this one as a single, did they?
No.
But we reckon it was out January 65, didn't we?
Yeah, so another early-ish.
Well, the first one was 63, so yeah, it was early-ish. But this is a blues classic. Again, I don't think you know this one really, do you?
This was the one I was saying I don't particularly know.
I know so many different people have released it. I think this is probably the one that I know the best of all the different versions. So let's go with a little bit of a Route 66. There you go. Was Route 66 by the Stones. Good song. And you don't know it, do you?
Really? When it kicked in, I half recognised it.
But it is one that, like I say, I knew it by several other people whose names I can't remember it for the life of me at the moment. But I knew I did know their version, because it's a bit of a blues standard classic, because you could hear the blues.
Yeah, you could hear the blues in there.
Because that's probably their route. Is where they came from, was the blues scene. And of course, these were rejected by several different labels before Decca signed them up. And Decca signed them up because they missed out on the Beatles. So they were hoping these were going to be the next Beatles. And they weren't far short of it. No. And I remember hearing about, because neither of us were born in the 60s, there was a war as such. Like the Oasis Blur War, you either like the Rolling Stones or you like the Beatles.
I like both.
So do I. So I wouldn't have been able to side with one of them. It's like the same as Oasis and Blur. I love them both. But if I had to pick one on that, that would have been Oasis. I think probably the Beatles would have won over the Stones, because I like a lot of the Beatles album tracks. So we said we were going to play something from the 80s for the Stones. So this one,
is from 81.
August 81, and it got to number 7. They had a few hits, and this was, I think this is probably the most obvious one, isn't it?
Yeah, it's their obvious 80s one.
So let's have a bit of Start Me Up.
Red X, change lanes safely. Red X's are there to protect you and others from danger. Driving in a Red X lane is an offence.
Playing Gosport's best music.
Me and Sylvie had so much fun.
24 hours a day.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
Since 1993.
This is Gosport Hospital Radio. And welcome back from that short break. I hope you're all enjoying this sun, the sun on this lovely day, and the music, and hopefully listening in with a glass of something in your back gardens, and relaxing and enjoying the sun and music. So, you okay there, Lou?
Yeah, just enjoying the music.
Yeah, it has been good, hasn't it?
I've been singing along.
Yes. So what we got coming up next?
It's another one I don't particularly know.
And this is another cover.
Is it another Chuck?
Oh. No, it's not Chuck, but you're on the right lines. It's Buddy Holly.
Ah.
When you hear the beat, you'll hear it's the Buddy Holly beat. So coming up, you've got a little bit Not Fade Away, and this got to number 3 in February 64.
We'll be right back.
So there you had a little bit of Not Fade Away. Who was it at the cover of Blue?
Buddy Holly, and like you said, you could hear all the Buddy Holly song.
Yeah, another artist I really like. And that charted in February 1964 and got to number 3. And then after that one, you heard one of their many number ones with a bit of Jumping Jack Flash. That was from 68, so there was 4 years between two songs.
It's almost a forgotten number one of theirs.
Yeah. I'll be saying that this next track is one of those ones that you don't
hear this next one.
Or the one afterwards. So let's go with a bit of... What have we got? Ruby Tuesday. It says different on my screen and that screen. That's why I'm confused. So you go with Ruby Tuesday.
She would never say where she came from. Yesterday don't matter if it's gone. While the sun is bright, or in the darkest night, no one knows. She comes and goes. Question why she needs to be so free. She'll tell you it's the only way to be. She just can't be chained to a life where nothing's gained and nothing's lost. At such a cost. There's no time to lose, I heard her say. Catch your dreams before they slip away. Dying all the time, lose your dreams and you may lose your mind. In life unkind. Thank you.
dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Dogs begin to bark. Hounds begin to howl. Watch out, strange camp people. Little red roosters on the prowl. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, in the farmyard since my little red rooster's been gone.
There you most definitely heard the blues influence of the boys. It was a nice bit, a nice, really good bit of blues.
It's nice to get some blues sometimes.
It is, yeah. I think that's a quite an underrated genre of music.
Yeah.
It's not one you hear very often, but the other contenders don't so often, so you have to play it.
Or if you do, it's one of two songs normally. Well, the on our song is usually the one we get if you get.
Yeah, the last song, yeah, most definitely. Which I hope you'll all be singing along to, because I know us two will be. So, coming up next, this one didn't chart either, did it? It's an album, one of the album tracks, but it is actually a quite well-known one as well. It was a self-titled album, it's Gimme Shelter. And this came out, or the album came out in September 71. So I would take it the single was about the same time. So let's have a little bit of Gimme Shelter.
Thank you. Hello, I am Andy. Join me every Wednesday between 4 and 5 p.m. for Andy's AM in the PM show, where I will play a variety from all genres and decades, including some numbers from musicals, films, and some popular non-chart hits, only on Gosport Hospital Radio, bringing the music closer to you.
Welcome back. There, before that, just a short break, you heard Gimme Shelter. It's one of their unsung known hit songs, isn't it?
Yeah.
You don't think of that one, but if I see music programmes, it often crops up, doesn't it?
And this one, everybody knows, or yeah, a lot know of it.
And it felt like there were hundreds we could have picked.
Yeah.
There were so many, and only really sticking in the 60s and 70s. But
Bar Start Me Up,
yeah. But with their, like, I know they had an album out, was it 2 years ago? They had Hackney Diamonds.
Yeah, I remember Hackney because we picked it up as soon as it came out.
We did, we got it on CD. Must remember to listen to it.
I think we got it on vinyl as well.
I can't remember if I did buy it on vinyl. I know I got the CD.
Yeah.
I can't, that's as much as I can remember. You know me, my brain's like a sieve at the moment. We were just talking about next week's show, weren't we?
Yeah, but you... Why do we always have that discussion in here?
Because we never know... Because I'd like to be able to tell the listeners what I'm going to be doing next week.
Good point.
So they know, they can think, oh, I wonder if they're going to play that one, or are they going to play that one? So I have to tell people what they're going to get coming up. So we're thinking about doing a year, aren't we?
Yeah.
And I was saying probably mid to late 80s.
Yeah.
86, 87, 88, somewhere around that.
Yeah, I know Tony would have liked 87 for one song.
Oh, yeah, I've got to play one song. Well, it was the biggest selling single of 1987, so I really should play it. But I won't play Rick Astley, don't worry.
And there was two big albums, 87.
Yes, Joshua Tree and Tango in the Night, U2 and...
Fleetwood Mac. I would get the Fleetwood Mac one.
I left it for you to say. You should know me by now, my dear.
True.
So that's an idea of what we're going to play next week. I was toying with just playing the number ones, but I don't think I will. No, we'll play them.
We'll have a look what came out, 87.
87, that sounds like a good year.
Yeah.
So there you go, that's next week's show. The hits are, some of the hits are 87 without playing the biggest selling single, because I don't think I'd be able to go home.
No, we're ready with that.
I don't think so. I take it you wouldn't be able to go home next Tuesday.
True.
Because I don't think you'll let us in the house if we play it.
No.
Anyway, talking about this show, it's that time of the day already. Last song,
and you have to sing along with this one.
You can't do a Rolling Stones show without this one. It's their big first number one, so let's go with I Can't Get No Satisfaction. So I'll sign off from me and Lou for this, and we'll see you at the same time, same place next week on Gosport Hospital Radio. So I hope you all have a lovely week. Bye for now.
I try.
playing Gosport's best music 24 hours a day.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
Since 1993.
This is Gosport Hospital Radio.